Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com, which is the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Gil Goodman is our guest, our good friend, 11-year member of our Brain Trust, the Chief Executive Officer of Constant Contact, that's constantcontact.com. An organization that I'm proud to say that I write a check to every month for and get great value out of the products that they sell, the resources that they make available to me. It's just amazing how handy the tools they have are, and they've got some new stuff we're going to be talking about more about in a little bit. She's also the author of Engagement Marketing, which I encourage you to find wherever books are sold. Gail, thanks again for hanging out with us. Let's do a little bit more on the survey that you found. That we've so far we've learned that small business owners are really ramping up their understanding and their execution of online marketing and multi-channel marketing, right?
Exactly. But over 82% are doing multi-channel marketing, which sounds very complicated, but really
tell us what that means.
Saying you need to be where your customers are. So if they are on social, that's their way of learning about products. It's their way of exploring the experiences their friends have had. Social is the way to go. If email is where they are, and you can't choose one or the other because some customers are in one place and some customers are the other. As you said, in the age of customer, it's all about relevance. Mm-hmm. Relevance is in the customer's eyes, not yours. And so what's great, though, is that the same piece of content, so whether that's news about your business or tips on how to do something, that content can go everywhere as long as the tools you're using are multi-channel. So it's not like you necessarily have to do more work. You just need to take the content you're creating, the content that engages your customers, and make sure it goes everywhere your customers might be looking.
Well, here's something that one of my mentors, so to speak, one of my Brain Trust members, Kirk Chaffetz, really helped me and my audience to understand a while back, and that's the different kinds of media. You know, you've got the owned media, you've got paid media, which is advertising. You got owned media, which is like your brochures and things, and you got earned media. And earned media is the holy grail, isn't it? Because if you put out a piece of information, if you put out some content, if you use your multi-channel, email or social media or whatever, you put it out there. If somebody likes it, they send it to someone else. That's earned media. And Gail, we now know that it has more impact in that second sending than it did in the first sending. If you and I send it, it has an impact because it's from our company and maybe the person, you know, was glad to get it from us. But when they send it to somebody else, the impact goes up, doesn't it?
It dramatically. We trust feedback from our friends. Actually, even strangers.
Yeah, not even friends. That's right.
Over what a company says, right? Dramatically,
that's right.
So, right? We believe reviews, even if they're from folks we don't know, over what a company says about itself. And
yeah,
so
inspiring
your customers to participate is powerful because they tell the story for you.
Is it okay in the stuff that you send your customers, is it okay to say, if you like this, please send it to your friends? Is it okay to say that?
It's absolutely okay to say that. It's also okay to write content that inspires engagement and participation. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, some of that content is the lightest weight to create. So something like a little poll, something like a Q&A, where someone asks you pose a question you've heard from multiple prospects. You answer it, and then you close that out with, did we get this right? What's been your experience? So you're inspiring. You're pulling in participation. You're inviting folks to comment and to share and to participate. And when you do that, you drive engagement. And that engagement is what creates social visibility.
That's exactly right. And they'll share that with other people. And all of the things you just described, Gail, is what I call contribute first, contract second. That's to me what people are looking for these days. They're not looking for product, because they know they can buy product wherever they want it at the price they want it. The basic value proposition is now presumed by basically everyone. What they're looking for is a business that they can buy that from that they believe is relevant to them and it gets them, whether it be how they're connected or their values or whether they're helpful or not. And that's a big deal, isn't it, these days?
It really is. And the thing I see small businesses not realize is that they actually are experts. They may not be global experts, but to their customers in their market, they're the expert. And customers are looking for them to contribute that expertise. So if you're running a wine shop, trust me, to the customer walking in the door, you are the wine expert.
They're looking for
that recommendation.
And long before they want to hear a pitch from you to buy something, they want you to teach them something about wine. That's what I mean by contributing.
Give away your expertise and they'll buy your product or service.
Absolutely. ConstantContact.com. When we come back, I'm going to ask Gail to tell us a little bit more about that toolkit that they've been working on. That's pretty exciting. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.